ABC Radio Australia.
Papua New Guinean lawyer Paul Peraka believes he's been cleared of all 27 charges against him relating to allegations of conspiracy, stealing and money laundering. A senior committal court magistrate has ruled that the criminal charges laid against Mr. Peraka by the PNG Fraud Squad, which is known at the time as Task Force Sweep, amounted to an abuse. The charges were part of a years-long investigation that swept up members of the PNG government, including the Prime Minister, but in 2017, Peter O'Neill had all charges against him dropped, and this year the case against him was officially closed. Mr. Peraka has told our reporter Bethany Harriman that the committal court has recognised that he's innocent, even though the charges were dismissed without ever going to a full trial.
Paul Peraka has been in and out of court for 5 years. He was first charged in December 2013 with receiving fraudulent payments from the PNG government. Mr. Peraka told reporters at the time that he was getting paid for work done, something which he maintains to this day.
There was a primary obligations in terms of liability on the part of the state to settle what was due to us.
Now 27 charges against Mr. Peraka relating to allegations of conspiracy, stealing and money launderings have all been dismissed by the committal court in Port Moresby. Local media have reported Magistrate Makeo Gawli as saying that investigations have no justification to lay the charges at the material time because the task force sweep team that began the inquiry had been abolished by the police commissioner, a state of affairs which rendered the charges an abuse of the court process. But Mr. Peraka insists his case wasn't dismissed simply on technical grounds.
So it's just that the issue was played out wrongly 5 years ago by those guys who were part of the SWIFT team. You see, it generated this kind of assumption that something might have been wrong.
The chairman of the anti-corruption advocacy group Transparency International PNG, Lawrence Stevens, is concerned at the court's decision.
One of the things that people worry about in Papua New Guinea is that people in high-profile positions, people who have familiarity with the law, appear to be able to use the legal system, no doubt as a right, but to use the legal system in ways which make the rest of the community concerned as to exactly what's going on.
There are those who are concerned. There is still no new team to do the job of investigating corruption allegations since Task Force Sweep was disbanded in July 2014, at a time when it was attempting to bring charges against Prime Minister Peter O'Neill. He was also implicated in the Peraka case amid allegations that he signed off on payments to the law firm. Balkama is a PhD candidate at the Australian National University College of Law, whose thesis is on the relationship between the judiciary and parliament in PNG.
Up to date, there is no independent agency yet being formed and fully functioning. There are some interim agencies working, but nothing of a similar interagency caliber as Task Force Sweep. So questions about efforts of the government have been raised and continues to be raised as to whether PNG government took seriously anti-corruption work.
Mr. Kama says the PNG government must take the work of investigating corruption seriously.
Unless an independent body is fully functioning, an independent anti-corruption body is fully functioning, anti-corruption efforts in PNG will still be questioned by the people.
Mr. Peraka says the court cases have destroyed his reputation and he will be pursuing lawsuits against the Task Force Sweep officers who he has accused of bending to political pressure.
The police guys are not above the law. They're a bunch of idiots, I can tell you. They're a bunch of uneducated idiots out there. They know nothing. They let politicians and, you know, critics and those busybodies to abuse their powers. And that's exactly what they did. They abused. They wanted to get the biggest fish in this country called Paul Peraka.
For now, Mr. Peraka sees the committal court's decision as a victory for his firm and his supporters.